Well, as you remember, on the 9th of May, His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit had a meeting with Reverend Leader Dr. Riek Machar in Addis, and they signed a recommitment to cessation of hostilities. And in that recommitment, cessation of hostilities, it was also indicated that they can also meet after 1 month. So today it is 1 month since the cessation of hostilities was signed on the 9th of May. So this is in fulfillment of the commitment of President Salva Kiir Mayardit to see that peace process moves ahead. This was a requirement by the IGAD mediators that the president will be able to meet the rebel leader to see how far they have honored the cessation of hostilities. But unfortunately, the rebel side had actually violated the cessation of hostilities, and they've been attacking left and right all the positions of the SPLA, especially in Unity State and outside State. So that's why the president is there.
The president is also expected to attend the heads of state and government meeting in Addis Ababa to look at security issues not only in South Sudan but in the sub-region. How will this play, especially knowing that the problems at his backyard have still yet to be resolved following clashes or the ongoing conflict?
Well, as you know, of course, that the Republic of South Sudan is a committed member of the African Union. And you know, in the African Union, you have got Peace and Security Council, which is actually responsible for the issues of conflict across the continent. You are aware of what is happening in Central African Republic. You have the issue of Somalia. You have the situation, as you've seen now, with a new democratically elected government in Egypt. These are issues on the African Union table that need the leadership of Africa to be resolved. The fact that we have a rebellion in our hands does not remove the responsibility of the elected democratic government of the Republic of South Sudan to play its role in the other African problem. So he has to continue doing his normal responsibilities while at the same time cooperate with the IGAD countries and others to resolve our backyard problem. In the United States, you've got your problems in Afghanistan. Have you left as President Obama left the responsibilities in the United States? I don't think so. You continue doing your normal work as an elected government, even if you have problems in your backyard. And all of us these days, we have problems, isn't it?
South Sudan has not particularly been pleased with the meeting of President Uhuru Kenyatta and the so-called red carpet treatment that President Kenyatta gave to rebel leader, as well as the news conference that was held in neighboring Sudan recently. Why is your government seriously opposed to some of these moves, especially when the constitution enshrines or guarantees freedom of speech and expression, and some of these countries are trying to help resolve the conflict in the area? Doesn't this look like not a confident building measure from your government, suspecting these countries of trying to undermine the legitimate government in Juba?
I can assure you that President Salva Kiir Mayardit and the government and the people of South Sudan have absolute confidence in President Uhuru and what Kenya is doing in order to resolve the issues in South Sudan. Of course, those are media speculations which are always exaggerated beyond the real reality of the situation on the ground. We are aware, as you know, President Salva released the detainees into the custody of President Uhuru, and that is out of confidence. So whatever happens, of course, with the hindsight, I can assure you that South Sudan has the confidence, whether of the ability of President Uhuru and his government to continue doing the best they can in order to bring peace to the Republic of South Sudan, and especially to also tell the rebels that they must come to the table and be realistic to recognize that there is an elected democratic government. As for Sudan, I can assure you our relations are improving every day. There is no question about that. Of course, what our message when it goes out to everybody else, including region and internationally, is that an elected democratic government cannot be equated with a rebel movement. That is our concern. But I can assure you, we have the confidence of those countries especially the IGAD countries, including the Sudan and Kenya and Ethiopia and the rest of them, in trying to resolve the issues through the IGAD forum.